visiting teaching message, taking action in time of need. Prayerfully study this material and, as appropriate, discuss it with the sisters you visit. Use the questions to help you strengthen your sisters and to make Relief Society an active part of your own life. As visiting teachers, one of our purposes is to help strengthen families and homes. The sisters we visit should be able to say, "If I have problems, I know my visiting teachers will help without waiting to be asked." In order to serve, we have a responsibility to be conscious of the needs of the sisters we visit. When we seek inspiration, we will know how to respond to the spiritual and temporal needs of each sister we are assigned to visit. Then, using our time, skills, talents, prayers of faith, and spiritual and emotional support, we can help give compassionate service during times of illness, death, and other special circumstances. Through the help of reports from visiting teachers, the Relief Society Presidency identifies those who have special needs because of physical or emotional illness, emergencies, births, deaths, disability, loneliness, or other challenges. The Relief Society President then reports her findings to the bishop. Under his direction, she coordinates assistance. As visiting teachers, we can have great reason to rejoice because of the blessing which hath been bestowed upon us, that we have been made instruments in the hands of God to bring about this great work. Alma chapter 26, verses 1 and 3. From the Scriptures, Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 40. Luke chapter 10, verses 29 through 37. Alma chapter 26, verses 1 through 4. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verses 18 and 19. What can I do? 1. Am I using my gifts and talents to bless others? 2. Do the sisters I watch over know that I am willing to help them when they have a need? From our history. In the early years of the church, membership was small and centralized. Members could respond quickly when someone was in need. Today, our membership is over 14 million and is spread throughout the world. Visiting teaching is part of the Lord's plan to provide help for all His children. The only system which could provide succor and comfort across a church so large in a world so varied would be through individual servants near the people in need, said President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. Every bishop and every branch president has a Relief Society president to depend upon, he continued. She has visiting teachers who know the trials and the needs of every sister. She can, through them, know the hearts of individuals and families. She can meet needs and help the bishop in his call to nurture individuals and families. For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. End of visiting teaching message. Taking action in time of need.